A $25,000 Tesla will be coming soon. Is your social media watching you? A flying Ring doorbell for the inside of your house, and the best ways to destroy your data. All that and more next on the Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVOI 1030 The Voice and streaming live on YouTube on the 1030 The Voice YouTube channel. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. We have a great show prepared today. How long should we say have you been using computers in your lifetime? What have you done with the computers that you have used in the past? Where are they? Are they sitting in closets? Are they sitting in drawers? Have you destroyed your old drive? Some of those, some of the most effective ways to destroy your old data we'll discuss in a segment today, because even old data can be exploited. Also related information of what you can do with your computer before you sell it. But first, highlights of tech news this week. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Tesla car, start saving up. The price will come down to $25,000 in about 3 years. Tesla engineers have found a way to cut the price of the battery by 50%. In electric cars, by the battery is the most expensive part. PC Magazine reports the new manufacturing method also gives 5 times more capacity, 6 times more power, and 54% greater range. The lower cost model, according to CEO Elon Musk, will be fully autonomous. The lowest cost Tesla currently is the Model 3 at $38,000. Black tape on your phone might become a trend. Instagram came under fire recently when accusations about the app's watching its users while users are watching the app. Most of us are used to putting tape of a laptop on our webcams, but do we really have to do it on our phone? Well, Bloomberg Technology reports currently these are only allegations of the Facebook-owned company. Due to media reports back in July that the app appeared to be accessing the iPhone cameras even when they are not being used. Instagram claims that it was a bug in the system that is currently being fixed. The bug would give a false notification that the camera was being used. They say that it wasn't. Here's proof that Jeff Bezos watches the Jetsons. Imagine if you could make your camera doorbell move inside of your house and let it fly around your house so that you can view your house in real time as if you were walking through. That's the new technology for the Always Home Cam, which is an Amazon Ring home drone. Forbes reports that Amazon expands to the as it expands to the home surveillance market after buying Ring doorbells for $1 billion in 2018. It will be branding the Always Home Cam, which is a single device that can give you every angle within your house without having to purchase multiple cameras. The small home drone is autonomous, self-charging, self-docking, and works similar to the Ring doorbell that can move, see, and maybe even talk to people in your house when you're not even there. The press release also mentioned Ring-type devices for your car and for your mailbox. And the Always Home Cam is scheduled to be released next year. This week, one of our many listeners called in during the week and had a very interesting question about destroying old data. So thank you very much, Jean from Oral Valley. You know who you are. Her question was a little bit personal. She wanted to know, should she shred or destroy her husband's old floppy disks? So before I answer that question about destroying your data when it's no longer in use, let me explain the reason why. Sometimes you have to think a little bit about how a criminal thinks. If a criminal wants to exploit data, they're going to find something that you have forgotten about, something that you haven't thought about, or something that they can access easily. If you were to take a bunch of floppy disks, even if they're older, there's a good chance that you may have old business information, maybe old letters, maybe old names or phone numbers of people. Some of the information can still be valuable. One of the questions that I had asked Jean when she was on the phone with me was, are there any tax information on these disks? And yes, she said yes. So even old tax information can be exploited. One of the main reasons why, because our Social Security number rarely changed throughout our life. So if you have tax information saved on these disks and the disks are not encrypted, obviously the people would still be able to use that information even in modern day if they had it. So now we're going to go into a little bit about how you can actually destroy data. Now, I have a short list here of ways to destroy the data, but I will say this in advance before I actually even say exactly how you can do it. And that is, if somebody really wants your information, there's lots of different ways that you can go ahead and get it. There are companies that specialize in reassembling drives. So you may think that you can destroy a drive and you can think that it's not readable. If somebody has enough money and enough resources, they can actually piece together drives back together so well that they can put it into a working motor and a working assembly and actually read the platters and read the data that was on that information. So nothing is 100% fail-safe, but the idea is to slow them down as much as possible. And we're going to talk a little bit about that when it comes to encryption. So the first way, I always have a problem with running out of time. So I'm just going to go down my list real quick, and then I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on each one. The first way is using a hammer. The second way is burning. The third way is overwriting. The fourth way is shredding. The fifth way is sandpaper or sand. And there's going to be two other methods that you can actually apply today so that there won't be any need for you to destroy data later. And that is using encryption and also using cloud storage. So going back to that first thing, using the hammer, that's pretty self-evident, right? So you take the drive out of your computer and you bring it outside or to a hard surface. You take a sledgehammer or just a regular hammer and you just beat it and beat it and beat it until you feel that it's enough. Primarily, where you're supposed to be aiming that hammer is on the platters. So if you're using a mechanical drive, make sure that hammer is hitting the actual platters, which is the actual circle metallic discs on the inside. If you're hitting just one side of it, if you're just hitting the reader, then someone can remove the platters where the data actually lives, and then they can put that into another working drive, run it, and then get your data back. So you want to make sure that you're damaging the platters themselves, okay? And make sure that you're getting all the corners and all the surfaces. You may even have to turn it upside down and whack it from behind, whack it while it's standing up, Try different ways because you're trying to either break, crack, scratch, or completely break off pieces of this platter, okay? Because that is where the data is. Once that is completely trashed and smashed, the chances of that data is so good as gone. Again, not 100%, but it's as good as gone in my book. Okay. The next way is burning. So this is what we had talked about with Jean. So majority of her disks were floppy disks. And if we remember back in the day, we had the 8-inch floppies, we had the 5.5-inch floppies, the 3.5-inch floppies. So those were all considered floppies. And the reason why they were floppy is because the disk inside was actually very bendable. You could actually remove the disk part and you, it would just flop in your hand. It's like a floppy disk. So how do you, if you were to take a hammer to one of those, it would just, it, oh yeah, Tom is saying you just cut them. But you know what? Cutting can actually, people can put them back together. Okay. So cutting is great. So that's part of shredding that we'll talk about. But if you just take a hammer, obviously a hammer is not going to work because it's just going to bend out of the way and then flop back to its original shape. So if you were to burn it, okay, you would actually change the shape. Now, I do want to stress, you know, in some of these, environmental services, they would strongly disagree with burning, you know, pieces of plastic. But this is a very, very, this is extremely small, okay, you know. And I think you could even get a burn permit if you would really like. Pima County still offers burn permits. I don't think the city of Tucson does, but from my research, the Pima County Fire Department still offers burn permits. So you can get a burn permit and you can get all your old discs together and just light it up. And the idea is to change the magnetics that's actually inside of the discs themselves. Magnetism is what contains the data, and magnetism changes when you apply heat. Okay. Also, you can also do this with with mechanical hard drives as well. Just make sure that the heat gets to the platters the same way with the hammer. Make sure you're doing that. The other way that you can destroy your information is by overwriting. So when you delete a file in your computer, it doesn't really delete. It really just puts it into an inactive status or puts it into a folder that the computer will no longer pay attention to. It's still there, and it will always be there until it is overwritten with something else. So the idea to destroy data is to overwrite what is currently there with gibberish, maybe with 010101 throughout the entire drive. You know, that can work. And there are lots of softwares out there that'll just put junk files on there that'll just fill it up with useless information. And the idea is that you may have to do this several times over because there are some softwares that can actually look into the older readings and the older files that were overwritten. There are some softwares that claim to do that, but you might want to overwrite it several times in order to be safe. Also, if you're able to open up the hard drive, you throw maybe a half a handful of sand in there, and then you power it on. The action of the sand being in there is actually going to scratch all the disks that are in there, and it will make the thing irreadable. Even if somebody were to remove the platters, there will be nothing but scratches. Same thing with sandpaper. If you were to take the platters out and just rub it really, really hard with sandpaper, you're scratch it up so bad it won't be able to read at all, okay? And again, there's always somebody that thinks that they might be able to, you know, get data even after that's done. Also, here's something that you can do today because this is, you know, we're talking about going into the past and destroying data that you may still have around the house. But if you encrypt your hard drive now with a very popular software called BitLocker, BitLocker is a program made by Windows, and it's specifically designed for Windows programs. But what it does is it encrypts your hard drive. So even if somebody goes into your computer, removes the hard drives, and try to read the drives, all they're going to get is gibberish, okay? Because it's only that computer that knows how to get the data off of that drive. Now, somebody can always go back and decrypt it, but it's going to take them so long to do that. But by the time that they decrypt it, the information is useless. That's the idea. So we're really just buying time. And the last thing is to start using cloud storage. Cloud storage is really the way of the future. So many options of memory and storing things in the cloud is becoming available. And it's extremely secure. The only way that you'll lose information there or any way that the information is exploited is if the companies start to violate their own privacy policies and or somebody else is able to get or guess your password, which goes back to another type of password protection. Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, some more powerful tips on how to protect yourself online from my upcoming book on cybersecurity. We'll also try to take some of your calls on our open lines at 520-790-2040. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show on KVOI 1030 Tucson. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439. Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. This next segment is called Online Protection 101, because I'm on a mission to keep the public informed and safe online to reduce the victim count of online crimes. We're going to consider two or three cybersecurity tips today, and ultimately a book with all the tips will become available for purchase. The last time we did this segment, we had talked about why it's good to use a P.O. box. Obviously, you don't want to have sensitive mail coming to your house where it can be easily picked up. Also, to burn or shred sensitive documents. Now, we just talked about that, about destroying your data, but you should also be doing that to documents, maybe papers that are stacked up in your house. If anybody were able to get that information, obviously they can do dangerous things with it. We also talked about not using or being aware of documents being saved on digital copiers. Digital copiers have hard drives in them, and they do keep a record of what was copied, what was scanned, and what was even printed to it. And a lot of these digital copiers can be easily be resold at auction, or they can be given to the employees to take home or for whatever reason. And it's not that hard to pull the hard drive out and use free software that you can find on the internet to read these documents that have been scanned or printed. So here is way number 32 to protect yourself, and that is to destroy your old hard drives. Now, we just talked about this. Various different ways, using a hammer, burning them, overwriting them, shredding them, and filling them with sandpaper or scratching them with sandpaper. There was also something I forgot to mention, magnets. Okay, if you have a really, really strong magnet, these days you need something very, very strong. It used to be that, back in the days, we're talking about maybe 30 years ago, that you were told to keep all magnetic things away from your computer because it can wipe your computer out. And to a certain extent, that is true, but so many components are now shielded from a magnetic interface. And since that's a really old problem, that's something that has been engineered and has been fixed with modern technology. It used to also be that when you would go into the hospital, remember these days where you had to, they had signs that please shut off your cell phones because they mess around with our systems and the same thing. I don't know if this is still true for if there's any people within the airline industry, if it's still true that if it still causes interference with the communication when you have your cell phone on while you're in a flight, if that still communicates. But all this, goes to show how data can be affected from outside sources, and you can use that information to destroy your data before it gets into the wrong hands. So again, destroy old hard drives, destroy old paperwork, okay? And don't leave anything out in the open that's just out there. Now, here's way number 33, and that is to invest in encryption software. Like we had mentioned before, there's an encryption software called BitLocker. It is made by Microsoft, and it's made for other Microsoft products. But you can just Google encryption or hard drive encryption on just Google. And lots of these different softwares, what they do is they encrypt all the information on your hard drive. So encryption is basically a code. It basically means that you're making that computer the only machine that can actually read that data. So even if somebody were to remove the hard drive from that computer or steal your computer, they won't be able to remove the hard drive and, like so many other people know how to do, just go and just insert that hard drive into another computer and have it read. All they would get is just gibberish. So you want to have good encryption. Good encryption also comes into play when you're doing a lot of sensitive things online. For example, if you do a lot of banking online, this doesn't really apply to banks too much because banks kind of have their own security. What I mean by that is they have what's called a point-to-point encryption, so that when you log into your computer for your bank, they already have established a secure connection from your device to their systems. And it's usually very, very good because that's what a bank is for. A bank is like all security. So they're usually the top in their fields as far as securities go. Way number 34 is use a lockable mailbox. And this kind of goes hand in hand with using a P.O. box. Obviously, the reason why you want to do this is you don't want your incoming mail or your outgoing mail that may contain sensitive data, such as your name, your phone number, your address, okay? A lot of damage can be done if the wrong person gets a hold of this, can be done with very, very little information about you. And you don't want to help them, okay? So going back in the days where, you would, well, I should say back in the days because, I was taught to do this as a child, to never throw envelopes that have your name printed out on them in the regular trash. That should be put in a special pile that you destroy, okay? We call that our burn pile at my house. So every so while, actually I have to do a burn pretty soon. So we have a big 55-gallon steel drum that I know how to use safely now. People that know me know what I'm talking about. So you compile all that together, completely destroy it, and then throw the ashes, in the trash or however you get rid of your ashes. So obviously you have to be very, very careful with all of this, but it is necessary if you want to stay safe. So use that lockable mailbox. You don't want people going through your mail, okay? Amazon had, like I had mentioned earlier in the part, that talked about this doorbell that can fly within your house and move about your house the same way that you would. They're making something that can be used in your car and something that can be made in your mailbox. Now, this is scheduled to come out in the next couple of years, but could you imagine if you had like a Ring doorbell inside of your mailbox and you would get a little chirp on your phone every time your mailbox door opened or closed, and you would actually be able to see You know, who opened it? Was it the mailman or was it some weirdo just opening mailboxes? You see, that kind of technology we have to look forward to. Well, we would like to thank all of our sponsors, Icon Power, Perfect Look Photography, and Ugly Goose Car Rental. Please do business with them. They are local and they help to keep this show on the air. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.